feature Deborah's story. The approximate length of this recording is 4 minutes.
Deborah's story. Deborah's busy lifestyle meant she needed a guide dog who could keep up. Enter Betty, the black Labrador who helps Deborah do everything she chooses to do. Deborah, who works as a senior civil servant in London, as well as sitting on the boards of several charities, said, 35 years ago, I was told one day I would go blind. A routine eye test in my early 20s picked up some problems with my sight, and I was referred to Moorfields Eye Hospital in London. There, I was diagnosed with a rare form of macular degeneration. My consultant at the time gave me the best care, but also the best advice. He told me in 10 years' time, my sight would deteriorate so much I wouldn't be able to drive, so he advised me to plan ahead in my life, decide what I wanted to do and how I wanted to live before that happened. And that's exactly what I did. I decided to travel as much as possible. I got my motorcycle licence, and I settled down with my son in central London, where I knew there would be good transport links. Sure enough, as the doctor predicted, within 10 years my sight deteriorated, and by my late 30s I was registered blind. I had always been interested in the idea of a guide dog when the time was right, so I reached out to guide dogs and they invited me in for an assessment. I was given long cane training, and then in June 2012 I was partnered with my first guide dog, Lewis, a black Labrador. Lewis was just the best of the best. We were such a team, the pair of us, that my husband used to call us the beast with two heads because we were so in sync. But really, that is the mark of a good partnership. At the time, I was working as a diplomat for the British government, and that meant a lot of travel. In his working career, Lewis travelled with me to 16 different countries, and every time he was a total professional. My boss said he was our greatest asset. Last year, Deborah was partnered with her third guide dog, Betty, a black Labrador cross golden retriever. Deborah added, she is an absolutely brilliant guide dog. I was specifically matched with Betty because I need a guide dog who can help me commute through central London and deal with a busy schedule. So she's been on the tube, trains, buses, and I even recently took her on her first plane journey. I have taken her everywhere, from Parliament to the pub. Betty has made herself at home in the various office locations the pair use. Deborah said, she has a little bed beside my desk and takes me to and from the office every day. Betty is so clever she can assess any situation we find ourselves in and decide the best way through. And then at home, she's really sweet and snuggly. But she also loves a romp in the park with her old classmate Rory. I've recently become a grandma and Betty just adores my grandson, so I know they will become firm friends. When I first found out I would lose my sight one day, I naively thought I wouldn't be able to be as active, that I wouldn't be able to travel. But that couldn't be further from the truth. With Betty by my side, I can go on holidays and travel all over the country for my work. We go on long walks or to the theatre. With some small adaptations, I am still able to do everything I choose to do, at work, at home, and with my family. And my guide dog helps make this possible. Included here are 5 photographs. The first is of Deborah and Betty coming up an escalator. The second is of Betty guiding Deborah onto an escalator at a London Underground station. The third is a close-up of Deborah. The fourth is of Deborah and a guide dog staff member chatting, with Betty lying on the floor between them. The fifth is a close-up of Deborah at work in her office.